This morning, our special guest is
Jeff Henderson, the principal of Bloomington North, that didn't have any snow days to deal with.
That's
this
exactly
year. Talking
right.
About what you're talking about.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm great, thanks. How about you?
Excellent. The weather is nice. The graduations are in the rearview mirror. And before we get started on the look back at your wonderful weekend, we want to congratulate. We're speaking to the district principal of the year this morning. How about that? Congratulations on your award. Jeff has been named by the Indiana Association of School Principals as the High School Principal of the Year for the district.
Wow.
How about that? So recognized by your peers, you got to go up to the big Marriott in Indianapolis, and they'll give you a chicken dinner and an award. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks. It's, you know, really it's a testament to all the great things that happen here at Bloomington High School North. You know, it's all about surrounding yourself with good people and getting out of the way and give them the things that they need to do all the successful work that they're doing every day with kids. So,
and how special is it being recognized by your peers, Jeff? It's one thing when a group of people come up and say it, but when you have the people in your field put you on that pedestal, that's got to be a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it's a really nice honor. You know, I work with a great group of professionals around the state, and the IASP does a really, really nice job of supporting building principals throughout the state, and so it's always nice to get recognized by those folks.
Jeff, you had graduation on Saturday, and you had it in your gym. This is, the second year or third year for the gym?
I think it's the third year, Keith.
Okay. Just Keith, let me tell Keith how to keep track of this, Jeff. It's a real simple thing. I-69 minus one. That's how you can track how long graduation has been on campus.
Yeah, but that could get worse. I-69 could.
But right now, that's where we're at with the math.
What are the reviews, Jeff? What do people say about graduating in the gym?
Well, I think it's been an overwhelming success, Keith. I mean, we were really, really fortunate to have Assembly Hall for a long period of time, and we never had to worry about the number of tickets that people had. You know, they could bring as many guests as they wanted. We never had to worry about parking. So there are some conveniences associated with going to Assembly Hall that certainly made it an attractive venue. But bringing it back to the schools has given us an opportunity to make it uniquely our own. You know, our decorations, obviously because of no need to tear down and
right.
Set up between two commencement ceremonies in the same location. They can be more uniquely Bloomington High School North. I think the venue is a little bit more intimate, and parents are in closer proximity to the actual ceremony. You know, we have a fantastic video club here at Bloomington High School North that also live streams the event here locally. So, relatives, friends from around the country can actually watch the ceremony live. We live stream it into our auditorium so that we have overflow seating available. And so it's just turned out to be really well received, and I think our kids enjoy the opportunity to be on campus, to take pictures in their cap and gown, you know, to be able to just celebrate where they spent 4 years, I think is really a wonderful thing. So, really, all the feedback we've gotten has been very positive.
Yeah, they're not hurrying you out of there, and because you know when you have to put two events in one place, it just feels it shouldn't be rushed. 4 years is a long time. It's a big step in a lot of families' histories, and it's great that everybody can sit back and enjoy it.
Jeff, one of the things that I got a little emotional at the end. You conclude the ceremony, and there's a saying that you have at Bloomington North. And you started saying it, and as you were saying it, all of the graduating seniors joined in with what you were saying. Can you repeat that once? Because I think people, I'm not sure they understand that the kids do pay attention, and they take that to heart.
Yeah, you know, every day, Keith, we end the announcements with respect yourself, respect others, be responsible for your own actions, and remember that it's great to be a Cougar. And, you know, that's one of the things that we talk to our kids about all the time is that, you know, the relationships that they build with one another, the respect that they show to those around them is really what kind of defines their character. And we want them to walk away from this institution with that kind of ingrained in their philosophy, that they alone are responsible for how they act and react. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we really try to drive home with kids. And I think by the time they leave. I think if you listen to the commencement speeches of our four speakers, you heard them reflect on the wonderful diversity that we have in our building. And you know, living in a diverse society is not always an easy thing to do. And, you know, young people see poor examples in the news all the time of how not to behave, and they struggle with managing that. And I think that one of the things that we try to do is to teach kids how to deal with difference, how to recognize similarity, and how to respect everybody around them, and to recognize that they can be the positive change in the world.
Well, I think in the realization, as you were saying it, they were saying it for the last time, kind of hit home for some of them. You had a very busy month of May, and after you finish talking about that, I want you to give us the statistics, because I think the people listening need to hear some more bragging about the Bloomington North class of 2017. But tell us about how you got through the month of May with all the stuff you had going on.
Yeah, it was a little bit crazy. Athletically, we served as hosts for a number of IHSA tournament level events. We hosted both boys and girls sectional track, and then we turned around the following week and hosted five regional or sectional events all in the same week.
Tennis, baseball, softball, track. Yeah, I was going through it all. I just told everybody, just go to North and pitch your tent for a week. You won't miss anything.
Yeah, it was crazy. And we had one day of weather delays, and we had two nights of sectional ball games that went over innings, extra innings in baseball. So, you know, my week was 14 hours, 15 hours, 16 hours, and 17 hours that one week. So it made for a long week. But, you know, those kinds of things are really, really fun. It's an opportunity to get to see kids and, you know, kind of the peak of their season. And so it was really a great thing for us to be able to host all of those events. And, you know, I didn't have to drive very far to see it all.
No, and you didn't have to leave your office either. I guess you probably slept there most
yeah,
nights.
Yeah, it was obviously a really busy week, but
well, and we always talk about it too, Jeff, because the way the school year is set up, the 180 days you have to do, there's not any time at the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. All this stuff has to come cascading down at the same time if we want to get done by the days we want to get done by.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's always fun to wrap things up, but there's a point in time in the year where May rolls around and you kind of have this sense of panic that there isn't enough time to get everything done that we need to get done. But somehow people all pull together and make it happen.
Jeff, brag a little bit about the class of 2017.
Well, you know, Keith and Mike, we had over $4.2 million worth of scholarships awarded to this graduating class. We had seven National Merit finalists and one National Merit Scholarship winner. We had 51 principal scholars this year, which in a nutshell, those are all the kids who completed 4 years of high school with above a 4.0 cumulative grade point average.
Above 4.0?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's like I-69 math.
For honors and AP classes, so you know, that helps out a little bit with that. Marching band finished fifth in state competition in Class B this year. Concert band finished second in the state among all bands in all schools in the state. You know, we had a Lilly Scholar, a Wells Scholar. We had four other kids with full tuition scholarships. We had four Hutton Honors Scholars, two Cox Scholars, six Hudson and Holland Scholars. You know, Habitat is getting ready to build its 17th house in 17 years.
You're the most successful high school chapter of. Well, you may be the only one that's that successful in Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, it's the only one in the nation that has been that prolific in the work that they've done to give back to the community and building homes and to really eradicate substandard housing for those folks in our community.
And you had the dance marathon, too, so you were doing
all
that.
Yeah, our kids partnered with Bloomington South. Again, they really lead that, but our kids get involved, and we have a leadership committee here that helps coordinate that, and they raised record money for Riley again this year. So just lots of wonderful things going on. You know, our kids have an incredible global conscience, and they give back so much, and it's just really fun to watch.
Jeff, I ask you, and I really want the people to hear this, how do you let go of kids that are that good and that successful and take
on let them go out of the nest to go on to bigger and better things? You got them prepared, right, Jeff? You sat there for 4 years and you got them ready.
Yeah, I think Mike has it there. You know, ultimately for us, it's all about providing a great foundation for kids so that they can go on and pursue the things that they love. You know, high school really ought to be a time where kids fall in love with their future and get to explore lots of different things and make some decisions about what they want to do as young adults. And so for us, it's really a celebration about that foundation being firmly built and then an opportunity to cheer them on to the next phase of their life. And sure, it's sad to see kids go, but at the same time, it's really exciting to see what they're going to do with the foundational knowledge that they gained while they were here for 4 years.
Well, then there's another 400 of them right behind them in line getting ready to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
The assembly line churns it out.
Yeah, they keep coming, that's for sure.
But high school, as we know, it can't be an easy time. You get your driver's license, you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. Where's your locker? Oh, my gosh. So to have these kids go above and beyond and crank out, how many millions of dollars again?
Over
4.2.
That's almost $10 million locally with everybody all thrown together.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fantastic number. Jeff Henderson's our guest this morning, and he checks in from North. Summertime, obviously, you've been named principal of the district of the year. You just told me about your May. It's time to put your feet up, right?
I wish. No, you know, we keep pretty busy in the summer. You know, we have a lot of projects going on. We have a major electrical infrastructure upgrade taking place this summer. In fact, we're going to be without power on Friday because they're putting in all new transformers around the building and upgrading the electrical infrastructure to replace some old switchgear that's really lived its life. We've got some track and field repairs going on this summer, and then obviously we have hiring to complete. Betty Anderson, longtime assistant principal at Bloomington All right. High School North, retired this year, so we'll be busy finding her replacement. Still have a couple of teaching positions to fill. So summertime really doesn't slow down. The pace changes because kids aren't here, but there are still lots and lots of projects going on.
So you're going to have to go around and reset all those clocks after the electricity comes back
That's
on.
That's right.
Absolutely. There'll be a lot of resetting.
And don't forget the one on the microwave. Nobody ever resets that one, and then you don't have any idea what time it is. Jeff, we know you're very busy. We're glad you had a great graduation, but there sadly was a story we had to talk about yesterday, just a tragic ending to the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan Joss Senders, he goes by Joss, tragically was killed in an accident the other day when he was walking down the sidewalk in Ellisville, not too far from his house, actually. And, it's obviously a tragic loss for Bloomington High School North, and we just keep his parents and his family certainly in our thoughts and prayers. A very, very sad turn of events.
Just an awful story, and for those of you who missed it, he was just walking down the street on a sidewalk when a car jumped the curb and for whatever reason ran into him, and the young man passed away. So just a melancholy end to a very celebratory weekend.
24 hours after graduation.
Yeah, literally 24 hours. And thoughts and prayers to his family. That's just that's a tough one. But the Cougar Nation will rally around and help out any way they can.
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful kid, great family, just a tragic, tragic loss.
Awful. Well, we thank you for your time. We know, as you've just told us, how busy things are going to be. You're going to blink twice, and it's going to be August 9th, I believe. Is that when we go back this year?
Yeah, I believe that's the first day for kids. Teachers come back on August the 7th, and kids come back on August the 9th. We'll have our annual Cougar Encounter on August the 4th. So.
I wasn't gonna mention that teacher day comeback. They just got done, so I wasn't gonna go there just yet. Well, I can't wait to hear what's happening in 2017-18, and I know we'll check in with you when the next school year starts.
Very good, guys. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, congratulations on your award as well. I know we kind of had some fun with it, but that is a big deal, and congratulations to you and everybody at North.
Thanks so much, guys.